The term election in its various forms, elect, elected, and election, appear in Scripture 27 times. Election has been interpreted in one of three manners. God selects man, or man selects God, or God looks into the future and selects those who will obey and or believe him. I ask the reader to consider the following definitions, but first I want to make two points. Again, the doctrines of grace, which include election, require faith in a really big God. In other words, the doctrine of grace give God more glory than any other plan of salvation. Second, the doctrines of grace, which includes election, is the least exclusive of any Christian theology. In other words, it has more people going to heaven than any other plan of salvation. But historians, theologians, and articles of faith aside, the only evidence which really matters is what God says on the matter. So let's survey Scripture. As I go through the Bible and I look at other offices of God, I found out that God handpicked the patriarchs. For instance, Nehemiah 9:7 says the Lord chose Abraham. God chose his judges. Gideon was chosen, handpicked, to lead Israel. God chose his kings. Saul and David were put in the throne despite other people saying, that doesn't look like the right man, but God picked him. Prophets were chosen by God. Go back and read how Samuel and Jeremiah were hand-chosen to be God's men. Apostles, God chose Peter and Paul to be the apostles. And I also believe, and so does the church, Mount Olive, that he handpicks his adoptees. Ephesians 1, 4 and 5, 2 Timothy 1, 9, and Acts 13, verse 48. One of the passages of Scripture that most clearly define election can be found in Romans 9, 10 through 16. God's definition of election incorporates a set of twins still in the womb. Do you realize how ingenious this illustration is? What God does when he takes this, not only does he find what the term election is, he uses an illustration that has two boys before they're born. Before having done any good or evil, one is his child and one is not. Sonship is not by nationality, genetics, or obedience. It's by election, hence the definition and illustration. Jake and Esau, the two boys in there, show the same genetic pool, the same nationality, the same upbringing, the same time frame, yet one is and one is not. It says not by works, past, present, or future, but by God's grace and calling. It's like God went up to an orphanage chain-link fence and looked in the fence and said, I want that boy, and he chose him. God loved Jacob and hated Esau. To say hated equals love less is to put the attributes of imperfect man like Jacob on God, and that's not the case. And finally, the anticipated question, is there unrighteousness with God? In other words, man would say to God, God, that's not fair. But God answered, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. It's not about wanting or working. It's all about God's mercy. Mount Olive Primitive Baptist Church adheres to God selects man interpretation for election for six reasons. The first reason is if total depravity were true, and we believe it is, natural man would never choose God, nor could he ever do the good necessary for God to choose him. Number two, the context of these 27 usages of elect show and point to a merciful God who is the selector. Three, the rest of Scripture, for instance, John 15 and 16 says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And 1 John 4:10, which says, not that we love God, but that he first loved us, harmonizes with God being a selector. Fourth, many times the elect are described as ignorant, blind, and rebellious. Romans 11:7 and Romans 11:28. Fifth, the noun form of the word elect. The way we use it today, if citizens cast their votes for a candidate, who's the elect? The citizens who voted or the person that was put into office? And finally, sixth, that's not fair anticipation. If other interpretations or definitions of elect were correct, why would God inspire Paul to write a rebuttal to the that's not fair argument? If election were so, one would concede that the need for a really big God, a really sovereign God, and a really loving God, which is the God Mount Olive Church worships. Mount Olive believes and teaches election. Election is included in our articles of faith.